Hello, hello. Welcome to the belated April episode of Lulu's List. I'm Seuss, also known as Lulu Lawrence, and this podcast is where I talk about all the fics I've read and what I enjoyed about them. You can find me on Tumblr and AO3 as Lulu Lawrence, on Twitter as LuluLawrence1D, and on Ko-fi at www.ko-fi.com/LuluLawrence. For those who follow me on Ko-fi, you might have seen my update about this April episode. In April and into May, my allergies got so bad that I developed asthma, and it made it difficult to speak for longer periods of time without losing my breath, so I did have to put off recording this, and for that I really am sorry. I am feeling a lot better now, and therefore I am rewarding you for your patience with two episodes in close succession to catch us right back up. I will be posting this, and then hopefully within just a couple of days I will have May ready for you too. In April, I was able to read 12 fics, and I posted my Big Bang as well. Some of the fics I read were ones that I've actually been looking forward to for a pretty long time, and they seriously did not disappoint. I have been so anxious to talk to you about all of these, and so let's just go ahead and get on with it. The first fic that I read was called An Everlasting Eclipse by Nobody Moves on Tumblr and U_Explode on AO3. It's about 63,000 words long, it's rated mature, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, "The sky is a deep blue, and a soft breeze blows through the willow trees. From his position outside the railway station, Harry can see the center of the village in one direction, and rows of trees in the other. He feels his nerves could choke him, but so too could his excitement. He is to have a family." Anne of Green Gables, or Anne with an E, A-U. In 1891, an orphan Harry is adopted by the Teasdales and goes to live on their small farm in Holmes Chapel. In his new life, he finds supportive relationships, he finds himself, and eventually, he finds a home. This fic was just absolutely wonderful. It was so good. It was a Big Bang fic for last year, and Harry is the Anne character, Louis is essentially Gilbert, and I don't know about any of you, but I grew up and I just absolutely adored Anne of Green Gables. I even had like my favorite movies, and I would watch them over and over again, and I was very excited but also a little bit wary about this particular adaptation, because it's one of those where I am so fond of the original that like I was kind of afraid that maybe it wouldn't be given the respect and attention. I don't know what I was worried about, but I just was worried that it wouldn't be as good as I wanted it to be. But it was very clear early on that that was not going to be an issue with this. This fic was just absolutely incredible. What's really fun is the way that like it very much held to the basic storyline and gist of Anne of Green Gables, but it was still made so completely its own. It takes place in England instead of in Canada. It takes place even at a different time period. Like, I don't know that maybe you paid attention, but I didn't even fully recognize or realize that the time period was even just a little bit shifted, because it does take place starting in 1891, whereas Anne of Green Gables, I believe, starts about 10 years later. And so there were several things that happened within the storyline of the fic that I was like, wait, does that work out time-wise? And then I was like, oh, it sure does. And it was just really wonderful. It was so cool the way that different things were kind of laced into it. Like, there was still the kind of period typical homophobia and ideas surrounding masculinity, but like the way that it is all handled is so delicate and so really beautiful, especially with regards to like just the differences between the way the Teasdales kind of handled Harry, as well as like the way that Louis and Niall and Zane and Liam did as well. But like the friendship within this fic and kind of the love that blossoms between Harry and Louis, and oh my goodness, Louis's uncle, like I'm just gonna put out there, I loved the way that they used like these familial relationships and kind of created bonds there, using people that we do know in real life who don't have those particular bonds, and they just kind of brought it in. I can't even explain without giving away spoilers, because I don't want to spoil it for you. It was a Oh, it was an absolute treat when I got to realize some of these people's identities and the way with which those relationships were kind of used and helped kind of guide Harry and Louis through their journey. Like, the whole thing is just absolutely wonderful. I just cannot say enough about it. It was a truly great fic. The next fic that I read is called Bit by Bit and All at Once by Lady AJ-13 on Tumblr and Lady AJ_13 on AO3. It's about 24,000 words long, it's rated mature, and the pairing is Liam and Louis. The summary reads, "It's not a joke," Louis says, so quietly it almost gets lost in the humming of the fridge and the TV still playing out it to itself in the other room. "I've been meaning to say for a long time. Always told myself I would before I was turned 30. I love you," he repeats, slightly choked. "Awful. I'm in love with you." Or the one where Louis is in love with Liam, but Liam doesn't love him back. Or does he? This fic, you guys. Oh my word. Okay, so Lady AJ went ahead and posted this fic. There's three chapters, I believe, and they posted a chapter a day for like a long weekend kind of a deal. And it was just the most delicious way to read this fic. Like, it. Oh, it was wonderful. There is this, it's friends to lovers. It's canon compliant for the most part. Like, they kind of address that in the author's notes. Like, the timing for a few things is a little different, but it's essentially canon compliant. It involves like a gay awakening, kind of a gay crisis almost, but at the same time not. Like, the crisis is not so much to do with the fact that he might be gay, but it's more to do with the fact of like who he has those feelings for, if that makes sense. There's just, oh my goodness, there's so much angst. So much angst and pining and just trying to figure things out, like figure themselves out and figure the other person out and if being afraid of getting it wrong because that might ruin things even more. And like, he still somehow gets it wrong almost every time and that just causes more angst. And oh, poor Liam, you just feel so bad for him. But at the same time, you're just like, oh, come on, just like let this work. And it does in the end. It comes together so perfectly in the end. And it's just so delicious. I loved it so very much. I can't even explain. But like, it was, if you are big for angst, but still need that happy ending, and you are open to trying some Lilo, then you definitely should give this fic a read because it was so good. The next fic is called For the Love of Honey by London Fog in a Cup on Tumblr and Lady Londonderry on AO3. It's about 3,000 words long. It is rated G, and there's no relationship listed, but at the core, it's really about the relationship that each boy has with the bees, really. It is a lot of OT5 friendship, but Larry is implied as well, so there's that. The summary reads, "Louis looks like he's going to topple over, arms filled with planks and mesh." "What's this for?" Liam asks, rushing to take the weight away before Louis hurts himself. "The bees, Liam." Louis motions vaguely around himself to where there are definitely no bees. Liam frowns. His large fuzzy eyebrows, good landing spots for bees, furrowing. "There are no bees here, Louis." "Not yet, there's not." Okay, you guys. This is the most cracky of all crack fics. I think potentially that London Fog in a Cup, Lady Londonderry, Emu, however you are familiar with her, I think this might be the most crack ficky fic that she has ever written, and it is just hysterical. Like, I listened to it twice at least because it was a fic that was chosen and read for Podfic Pals. One of their episodes in April, I believe. And I was honestly laughing so hard the first time that I had to keep rewinding to hear what I had missed because they would continue and I'd be just sitting there like laughing hysterically because there was no way for me not to. I started listening to this while doing the grocery shopping and I had to stop and wait until I wasn't in public anymore because I felt like such an idiot laughing in public because that's truly how hard I was laughing about it. It was so great. It is just such a funny fic. It really is about these bees and just OT5 roommates, and there's just all this banter and humor, and it's just so funny. Like, if you just need a quick humor break, this is the absolute perfect fic for that. It is wonderful. And if you don't have time to read it yourself, then check out the podcast because it's great. The next fic that I read is called There Now, Steady Love, So Few Come and Don't Go by so-y-let-your-voice-be-tamed on Tumblr and we_r_the_same on AO3. This fic is about 42,000 words long, it's rated mature, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, it becomes just another fact of life. The sky is blue, the grass is green, Louis sees when people are about to die. Okay, so this fic was one of those things that Mia has been considering and, you know, mulling over and potentially writing but not finishing for a very long time. And she kind of talked to me about it a little bit, or maybe I read a snippet. I don't even remember how I first came to hear about this fic, but it just, when you hear a line like that is as simple as the sky is blue, the grass is green, Louis sees when people are about to die, like that lodges inside of you. And it was very hard to shake that. Like, I just was so pumped for this, because if you haven't figured this out from listening to my podcast yet, I love angsty fics. If they put me through all of the pain and tear me apart, but then piece me back together again because everybody's happy and taken care of in the end, that's all that I really want in life. There's other things that I want as well. But this is like, I love angsty fics. I just love the pain and being put back together again. And this fic, holy cow. Like, I truly used probably most of a box of tissues because I was crying so much through this fic. I meant to only read like the first few pages before going to sleep one night, and I ended up staying up all night to read this. I think I only got like 3 hours of sleep that night, but it was completely worth it, except for the fact that my eyes were really, really like swollen and puffy the next day, and I had to like teach a class. It was not great on that side, but like, you guys, it was such an amazing, amazing fic. There's just the way that she writes about Louis' struggles with this, you know, quote unquote gift that he has been given of being able to see when people are about to die. Oh, it's so much. Like, it talks about, you know, the ways that he used to try to use it to kind of be a, you know, power for good, and all the ways with which he was able to help people until it was too much, and it was just one of those things that he couldn't stop. He couldn't prevent what he really wanted to, and it was just an incredibly traumatic experience, and it deals a lot with grief, a lot of grief, and a lot of just like the effects of depression and deep depression. Like, there's just the most supportive and lovely Zooey friendship that you will ever read. Like, I truly believe that. This is just the pure friendship. This is a fic about love, and it's a fic about, you know, kind of supernatural things, thanks to the ability that Louis has. But at its core, I really think that it's about relationships. And I believe that I left some ridiculous, like, 20-minute voice memo for Mia talking about all of the different relationships and how beautiful every single one was, and the way that you kind of saw them all develop and shift and change, you know, like Louis's relationship with his mom and his sisters, and then his relationship with Zane over the course of the fic, as well as just, you know, how supportive Zane had been through his worst moments, and then his real tentative friendship with Niall at the beginning, and then the way that it really came to just be so solid until the point where Harry is introduced and things go haywire. And the entire time you're trying to figure out what is going on with Harry, and then you finally figure it out, and it just, oh, it hits so hard. And I was so curious if I was right, and I was right about Harry, but it made it that much worse, I think, when I discovered that I was right in the end, because I didn't want to be, if that makes sense. So please read the tags, because like, as you can tell from what I have said already, like, there's a lot of heaviness in this fic. So keep safe. Like, definitely be careful and save this fic for a time when you're ready for it. But if it doesn't have anything triggering for you, please give it a chance, because even with all that heaviness, like I said, the relationships are just so beautiful. Platonic, familial, just romantic, like all the different kinds of love that are covered in this. It's just incredible. And the way that it all comes together, and you kind of like, because Louis does so much healing through the fic, and Harry does too. And it's just so much, but it's so beautiful. And it just, it was one of those that I had to sit with for a while, and then I had to heal myself with some silly and cute and fun fics afterwards, a little bit more, to kind of bring myself to emotional stability, I suppose, afterwards as well. But it was just, oh, it was, it's one of those fics that you read and it changes you, and it's just beautiful. Okay. The next fic is called Blame It on Christmas by Larry's Ballet Slippers on Tumblr and Kiki Borowski 16 on AO3. It is about 7,000 words long. It's rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, life was good until a new coworker showed up. It's a little insane, but not even a little bit funny, how much Harry instantly despised the new guy. He's always late, but always shows up with the most charming smile so nobody can get mad. His desk is a mess, and he doesn't seem to have ever learned the words thanks or sorry. And as if a bad employee isn't bad enough, this particular bad employee is none other than the CEO's nephew, Louis fucking Tomlinson. Or, Harry is the 6-time winner of the yearly Christmas sweater competition, but it all changes when a new coworker shakes up his whole world. Okay, you guys, this fic. it all revolves around this Christmas party at work, and, like, Harry's relationship with his coworkers is just so great. And he just takes such pride in this ugly sweater contest, and it's very cute. But meanwhile, there's this enemies to lovers that is also very much bothering him, like this, his nemesis, Louis. And it's just, it all, so much comes down to, of course, miscommunications and misunderstandings. And what I said was, it's more like miscommunications and misunderstandings to lovers than it is enemies to lovers. But it's just so much fun. And then there's just, you know, there's these meddling family members, and it's just, it's so sweet and silly, and it was just exactly what I needed after the angst fest of Mia's fic. And so I just give it a try if you're good with reading some wonderful Christmas fics in the midst of, you know, summer. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, anyway. Okay, so the next fic that I read was called Love After the End of the World by Mercurial-Madhouse on Tumblr and AO3. This fic was about 162,000 words long. It was rated explicit, and the pairings are Harry and Louis, as well as Zane and Liam. The summary reads, wait, just so I'm clear in me fucking noggin, Niall says, an international worldwide takeover is well underway, and the only thing standing between having hot showers and the second end of the world is us five fuckers. Society shattered when all electricity is suddenly cut off across the globe, plunging the world into darkness. Now, Prometheus Industries is the sole remaining supply of power, a saving grace to those who survived lights out. As fugitives in no man's land, struggling to break into Prometheus HQ, death lurks around every corner for Louis and Zane. Things get complicated when a routine recon falls apart and Louis collides with Harry and his mates, Niall and Liam, survivors with their own agenda. When staying alive is already a constant battle, the deadliest weakness is to be in love. For Harry and Louis, finding each other sits on top of the endless list of what else could go wrong. So this fic was a Big Bang fic from last year as well. It is clearly a dystopian and post-apocalyptic AU, but it involves soulmates and soul marks. There is this wonderful Zooey friendship in this as well. And I'm not sure if there's a ship name for Liam, Harry, and Niall. I'm sure that there is, but I don't know what it is, but those three and their friendship is absolutely wonderful as well. And there's just so much angst and banter. Oh my gosh, the banter. It was so perfectly timed too. The humor in this fic is glorious. But it's always undercored by the, like, there's always this level of tension in there, even with the humor, because just so much is riding on everything that's happening. There's so much pining. Oh, so much pining. And there's also some violence and fighting. The fighting is kind of to atone for one's own misdeeds as much as it is kind of fighting the big bad guy. But this fic is just, oh, it's so glorious, you guys. I don't think I can fully explain to you how good it is. The world that she created in this fic is just impeccable. Like, the details are amazing. I felt like I lived in this world for a little bit, and it was completely believable because of those little details and the attention that she gave everything that she was describing, but none of it felt overwhelming. It didn't feel like it was just getting dumped on you. It was given to you in such perfectly bite-sized pieces that it was all like so easy to just take in. And it didn't feel like it was 162,000 words. In a way it did, because there's just so much that's covered. So like, when it comes to looking back on it and realizing how epic and like truly long and fleshed out this fic was, you're like, okay, so yes, it does take that many words. But while you're reading it, it doesn't feel that long because there's constantly something happening. There's just so much going on. And what's wonderful for me, at least, is that there was this huge amount of plot, but the focus and where this fic really shined, however you want to say that, it was the character study of everybody in this. Like, the five main characters of Harry, Louis, Zane, Liam, and Niall were so fleshed out, every single one of them. And it felt like you are so attached to all of them that at one point, when I was very concerned about Niall and whether he would survive, spoiler, he does. I had to I was freaking out, and I was trying to reach out to M, who wrote it, and she wasn't answering me because she was probably asleep since it was a ridiculous hour of night. And so I had to I went to a few group chats and I was like, oh my gosh, please, somebody who's read this, please answer me. I need you to answer a question for me so that I know whether I can handle to continue reading tonight or not, because I just emotionally wasn't sure if I could handle Niall, you know, surviving or not, because I was so attached to him. And he was he was probably the smallest character because there is a lot of emphasis on the soulmate bonds and all of that. But like, he is very, very important. And I couldn't handle him being injured in a very dangerous way. And, and it was over a fic, you know? And so anyway, all this to say that this fic, it's so powerful and it's so wonderful. And the journey that she truly takes you on is just incredible. The like, everybody's character motivations and who they are and what makes them tick, as well as the soulmate bonds themselves, like, it's very cool. The way that these soul marks work is very unique, and I loved that because it's a trope that we're familiar with, but the way that she used it was just tweaked a little bit. And then she had all these little Easter eggs in there when it came to all sorts of other little things, and just the whole time trying to figure out what to do with these quotes that they're spray painting on the walls. And why are Louis and Zane doing this in the first place? Like, why are they so dedicated to this? Yeah, all of it. Like, the way that they were surviving and how, and the way that they learned to fight, just all of it. It was just incredible, and it was so good. This world was just a very cool one to delve into and have some time to enjoy. The next fic that I read is called So Paris When We Kiss by B. Lou on Tumblr and Cherry Larry on AO3. This fic is about 4,000 words long. It's rated G, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Harry shakes his head to himself and gets situated with his laptop on the table and a sip of his drink. Ah, that's better. That is, until he opens his laptop. Damn it, Niall, Harry curses under his breath. There's a travel website open that he certainly did not open himself. Niall has been trying to get him to Paris ever since he got his mark. There's not any particular reason why he hasn't gone, it just never felt like the right time. But he is 26, and maybe Niall is onto something. He starts checking fares and calculating in his head if he can afford it. A new environment might help him, with inspiration for his novel as well. Looks like he's going to Paris. So this fic is another one that's obviously to do with soulmates, but it also was exes to lovers and childhood friends to lovers to exes to lovers. It's kind of complex. The childhood friends to lovers to exes is all just very quickly summarized in the first little bit of the fic. I mean, it's only 4,000 words long, so it's not given in great detail, but she does a really great job of setting us all up. And then the entire emphasis of the fic is on the exes to lovers bit, but like the way that the soul marks trope kind of worked into everything, like it was really cool. It was really fun how she took it and she twisted it a little bit because it was location based, and I had never really considered that before. The entire thing to do with their soul marks was that it would tell them where they would meet their soulmate, and the way that kind of these soul marks and soulmates in general were so worked into the fic was just really cool. The way that it situated everything with their relationship and the way that they were kind of reintroduced to each other was just a lot of fun, and it was just really cute and lighthearted, and I just really enjoyed it a lot, especially after once again another really heavy fic. It was a really nice way to kind of take a nice breath of fresh air and enjoy something a bit more lighthearted. The next fic that I read is called It's Time to Find Your Wings Again by So Why Let Your Voice Be Named with Dashes, or sorry. So Why Let Your Voice Be Tamed with dashes between every word on Tumblr, and We Are the Same with underscores between every word on AO3. The fic is about 12,000 words long. It is rated teen, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, the first reports are dismissed as tall tales or folklore. As mental illness, poor Batilda, she'd gone loopy. As people simply getting scared in the dark woods and seeing things, making things up. Magic isn't real. Mythological creatures aren't real. But then the first one is caught. A fawn that little Meg from around the corner swears has attacked her in the woods, and everyone comes to the marketplace to see the fawn be hanged for its crimes. Louis doesn't want to go, but at the same time, he finds himself unable to stay away. Not when this proves that at what he's wanted to believe all along, that magic is real. Louis is 20 when he starts working at the prison. His fascination for supernatural creatures has turned into something most closely resembling loathing over the years due to the many stories of their evil doing, and although he still doesn't believe in hanging them for their crimes, he does believe in keeping the town safe, in making sure that his siblings get to grow up without fear of being kidnapped or hurt. As the oldest son, it feels his duty to make sure that no creature in the wide area will ever pose a threat to anyone. This fic was another one that I listened to thanks to the Podfic Pals podcast, and it was very, very cool. I was really surprised actually that I had missed this fic because I really love Mia's writing, and this was one that I had in my to read that I just hadn't gotten around to yet. But it's a fantasy AU, if you couldn't tell by the summary. It is a historical AU. Louis is clearly a prison guard, and Harry is a prisoner because Harry is a phoenix. There's lots of pining and secrets, lots to do with myths and folklore, and the way that that is worked into this fic, it's woven in so naturally and so very cool from the moment that you start reading. Like, I don't know if you could get the vibe of like how the fic kind of feels from the summary that I read to you, but like it feels like you are in kind of this space that doesn't really exist. Like this, it's like an alternate universe, this little pocket. And it feels like it should be so far removed from everything, and yet, like, everything that you would generally encounter when it comes to danger and maybe mob mentality a little bit, it's all found in here. There's a lot of fighting and there's mentions of death. None of that really happens on screen, but it is there, and it very much affects the fic. They're kind of enemies to cautious friends to lovers, but like there's also this slight internalized homophobia, and there's definitely xenophobia, and like it's such a complex and gorgeous world that's somehow packed into only 12,000 words. It's fascinating, and it's so focused on the darkness that's kind of created by fear within people, but also the beauty of how, if you can see past that, how much more there is in life, you know, like treat people with kindness. It's just, it's really beautiful, and I thought that, you know, there's almost a moral to the story, and getting to read it and see the way that everything plays out and the way that their friendship and their relationship kind of comes together, and just how Louis learns so much more about himself as well as just kind of the world in general through all of these interactions. It's really incredible and it's really beautiful, and I just really, really loved it. The next fic that I read is called Enchanted by Bright Golden on both Tumblr and AO3. The fic is about 25,000 words long. It's rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, "My close friends usually call me H," Harry mumbles suddenly after Louis wraps up his story. "That's unexpected." "Are you telling me I'm your close friend now?" Louis quips, squinting his eyes at Harry. Or where Louis finally meets his neighbor. After a few conversations, he begins to realize he is too weak to resist the charms of the new mother and his 6-month-old daughter. This fic was actually really sweet and really lovely. I just so enjoyed it. It was so healing. It's also a fic that, for some reason, I'm pretty sure that I read it back when it originally posted, and I missed adding it to my bookmarks until I was trying to find it for somebody, and I realized it wasn't in there, and so I had to find it again, and now you're getting it on the fic list and podcast. So I'm glad to be able to talk about it with you finally. But it's really beautiful because, like, there's a lot of flirting, but it's almost like flirting through books. Harry is a bookshop owner, and Louis is an architect, and he just, they really, Louis finally gets to really bond a lot more with Harry on, like, a deeper level as soon as he starts borrowing books from him. And it's really funny because, Louis, like, he's not so much interested in the books at first, I don't think. I mean, he enjoys reading, but I don't know that the books that Harry's wanting him to read are like to his taste. I don't really remember that, so I could be thinking of another fic here, sorry. But he still does it because he wants a reason to talk to Harry more, and he wants kind of an excuse to have his attention on him. And it's really, really fun the way they could really build this like tender and cautious almost friendship and relationship between the two of them, but it's like in tiny little pieces. And how, because of quarantining, they, you know, they're trying to do it carefully, and they are doing it all while like never getting too close to each other. And so they're able to do it in a way to keep each other safe and keep Harry's baby safe, but also like get to know each other in little bits and pieces through it all. And it's so interesting because when they do finally come like into like when they actually see each other face to face, there's just so much going on, and the emotions are so heightened, and there's so much pining that's been going on at that point that like their relationship has built to this, and it almost comes like to where it bursts and is almost too much. And then they have to like figure themselves out from there, you know, and try to pull it, scrape it back together again. So there's a bit of angst in there, but it's just so wonderful. And I will say that there is just this little bit, this wonderful scene that is part of that blow up that does involve some, you know, lactation kink. And it's just, if you're into that, then that's a nice little, you know, golden nugget for you there inside of a much larger and beautiful fic as well. So I just really enjoyed it, and I really liked watching their relationship develop and change, and the way that they kind of tried to, the way that they had to awkwardly pull it back together again, but how it was awkward because of their misunderstandings and them finally coming to terms with that is just really wonderful. So I just thoroughly enjoyed that one. The next fic is called Tea and Rainy Ray by Just a Larry Blog on both Tumblr and AO3. The fic is 469 words long, and it's rated general audiences, I guess, G. The pairing is Harry and Louis, and the summary reads, "Harry wanted to surprise Louis with a dinner for their anniversary, but then it rained." So it's established relationship. It has to do with their anniversary. There's lots of fluff and cuddles and rain. And it was a really perfect short and sweet pick-me-up that I needed after a really long day. And actually, I've got to check the post date on this because I've been thinking about it a lot. Okay, so this was a fic that was posted in January, I think, if I'm reading this correctly. So yeah, it was posted in January, and it's kind of fascinating how well it actually fits with grape juice. So I would like to just suggest to everyone that take a nice listen to Grape Juice, take in the vibes of that song, and then read Tea and Rainy Ray. And just imagine that Harry and Louis are from the song. I think it fits perfectly, don't you? It's a wonderful little short fic, and it was just a nice little bite-sized morsel of to just kind of take in when I had a few minutes free. The next fic was called Love Mail by Neon Diamond on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic was about 5,000 words long, also rated G, and the pairing once again was Harry and Louis. The summary reads: A week after moving into a new apartment complex, Harry discovers the mailman doesn't seem to know the difference between numbers 23 and 28. He's not too mad about it when he finds out just how handsome his neighbor from apartment 28 really is. Or the one where Harry and Louis keep mistakenly receiving each other's mail and also fall in love. Okay, so I was clearly very into these neighbor fics. But like this mixed up mail kind of meet cute, and it was so perfectly done. It was so sweet and so funny and silly, and just the flirtations were just adorable, and the way that they were like kind of tiptoeing around each other, and it all just like worked so perfectly. And there's just this little bit of information that you get at the end that just makes all of it that much more cute and that much more fun, and I loved it. I loved it so much because I just really wasn't expecting it, and it made it so that things just, the really slight shift in perspective on everything that had happened with that little bit of information was a lot of fun to have. And I really enjoyed that kind of technique being used there because I thought that I had everything kind of figured out as to, what was going on and motivations for the characters and stuff, but having that little bit of information just it made me almost laugh out loud when I realized, like, I'm pretty sure I screamed about it in the comments. It was really great. So I really enjoyed this one, and I would like to hear it what you guys think of that little tidbit at the end as well. And the last fic that I read during the month of April was called I'll Keep You Warm by Parmaham Larry on both Tumblr and AO3. It's about 6,000 words long. It's rated teen, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads: Louis is the kind of guy who keeps his head down and minds his own business. He's lived on the same street for years and barely would recognize the buildings, let alone his neighbors. That's all about to change, however, due to a broken key and an unexpected snowstorm. This fic was so much fun. It was also a really, really warm week when I read this, and so it was really nice to read about a snowstorm and all of the cold while I was like trying to just keep from melting. So if you need that own, if you need to use that technique as well, then this is definitely a good fic to try it out with. But Louis, yeah, he not only gets locked out, but he gets locked out because he breaks his key in the door, and it's in the middle of this massive kind of freak snowstorm that basically shuts the city down. And so he's stuck and doesn't know what to do. I'm pretty sure his like phone was dead. He doesn't know any of his neighbors, and then all of a sudden he meets his neighbor, but he realizes that his neighbor might be somebody he actually already knows. And it is so fun the way that that kind of comes about, and the way that you learn about it, and kind of the way that just from the moment that they see each other and they realize what's going on and that they live right beside each other, it is so much fun. The banter and kind of the flirting and just all of it is just, it's really natural considering how everything was going, but like at the same time, it happened really quickly. It's one of those things where, like, because of the situation, it happens quicker than it would have otherwise, and it just worked so well for this fic, and it was wonderful, and it was just really soft and sweet and warm, and it was like a little pillow of a fic to read and enjoy, and I just really loved that. So just to finish up, I did also post my big bang during the month of April, and so I just wanted to talk about that a little bit as well. My big bang was called Make It Up As We Go Along. It's about 52,000 words long. It's not rated, and the pairing is actually OT5 relationship in the end. It's kind of complicated, but I'll read the summary and then I'll talk about it a little bit more. I don't think I'm coming back this time. Louis knew that didn't answer Zane's question, but it kind of did at the same time. I don't think I can keep doing this. Why is this time different? Zane asked quietly. I'm just so tired, Z. So fucking tired. By all accounts, roommates and best friends Harry, Zane, and Niall are living the dream. Alpha Harry is a successful architect with a beautiful and successful journalist, Omega, in Louis. Alpha Niall is a fairly successful actor who is about to embark on a production of Hamlet in Europe and has no trouble keeping his bed warm at night. Beta Zane might not be so lucky in love as the other three, but he is one of the most sought-after artists in New York City. Life is going pretty well for all of them, but underneath the surface, none of them are truly happy. When a baby is left on their doorstep, their lives become the definition of chaos. But maybe that is exactly what they need to see what has been right in front of them all along. So this fic is it all came about because I was rewatching Three Men and a Baby, and it was the first time that I'd seen it in probably like 20 years. It had been really difficult to get a hold of the DVD for quite a while, and so when our VHS that we had taped off of TV, back in the 80s, broke, and we just didn't have a good way to get a hold of the movie, and so when they loaded it into Disney Plus, I was just beyond ecstatic. And my dad and I had a little movie night reminiscing and watching it for the first time, in so many years. And I just, as I was sitting there the entire time, I was like, this would be the most hysterical crack fic. Like, imagine these hapless alphas having no idea what to do with baby, trying to care for it and raise it, and just how funny would that be, you know? And so I kind of took it from there and ran with it and just had such a blast. But I was like, this has to be a poly fic, because at the very end of the movie, when they're walking through the park, they pull out the edges of the handles for this stroller, and they walk with it through the park that way, like all four of them. And I was like, no, this is the perfect setup for a polyfic. And so that's kind of where it all started. So it starts out kind of established on again, off again, Harry and Louis, but they break up. And then there's some Harry and Zane, and then there's Harry, Zane, Louis, and then, there's some Niall, and then there's some Liam. And seeing how all of that comes about is part of the joy of the 52,000 words, I think. All revolving around this cute little baby girl named Mary. So, I hope that you are willing to give it a chance and give it a try. I had such fun writing this fic. It was a bit of a struggle at times because I didn't have a lot of time and the motivation was kind of hard to find. So it made it so that I was kind of worried that, like, I was worried how the fic was turning out and whether it made sense to people outside of my brain. But in the end, I'm really happy with how it turned out, and I'm just so happy that I did kind of push through and finish it and get it written, because I really love this fic. It has a real soft spot in within my heart with all of my other fics that I've written. So hopefully those of you who do go ahead and decide to give it a chance, you can kind of enjoy that as well. So that's it for the April episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you found some fics in here for you to read and enjoy. As always, if you do go ahead and read any of these fics, make sure that you do show the author's appreciation by giving kudos and leaving nice comments on their fics in AO3. Thank you for joining, and hopefully you'll be listening to me again here in just a couple of days for the May episode. See you soon.